This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's expanded monkeypox dashboard shows the group currently most at risk are young adult men around Denver. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
We are seeing that the greatest risk at this time is among gay, bisexual, or other men who have sex with men.
Cases rose from 2 in May to almost 170 now. 6 people are hospitalized, though no one has died. The ongoing expansion of Interstate 70 north of downtown Denver will soon reach a big milestone, but first there is one more weekend of detours ahead. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
I-70, just east of I-25, has been under construction for 4 years. Crews have knocked down old viaducts and built new tunnels for the expanded roadway. East and westbound traffic has been squeezed into a single tunnel for the last year. Starting Monday, though, traffic will flow through both new tunnels. But first, crews need to close westbound lanes to make that shift. Detours will start Friday night and last through the weekend. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's number one eviction firm is being sued. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the group helps quickly evict tenants who are late on rent.
In August, a class action lawsuit was filed against Cheddar Sulzer PC, a law firm. The complaint argues Cheddar Sulzer included attorney fees and late fees in eviction notices. However, failure to pay either is not a legal reason to evict a renter. The lawsuit claims the practice was deceitful and violated recently passed renter protections. Cheddar plans to aggressively defend itself against the allegations and says it acted appropriately. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Expect rain chances to increase this afternoon across most of the state through this evening as monsoon moisture returns. This is CPR News and KRCC.